Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Megillah Daf Yud Aleph. We are holding on Yud Amud Beis in the bottom line. We are in the middle of discussing introductions. Several Tanoim and Amoraim had their own special, unique way of introducing the topic of Megillas Esther, quoting a pasuk which encapsulated the theme of the day and led into the discussion of the topic. Says the Gemara on the bottom line, Rav Dimi bar Yitzchak pasach lapischa lahi parshasa. He would introduce this parsha of Megillas Esther mihacha by quoting the following pasuk in Sefer Ezra. Ki avadim anachnu, although we are enslaved by the goyim, uba avdu seinu, even in this state, lo yazavonu lekeinu, Hashem didn't abandon us, v'yait aleinu chesed lefnei malchi paras. He had us find favor in the eyes of the kings of Paras. Amosai, what's this referring to? Bizman Haman, some agurus, Bizman Mordechai ve'Esther. Ultimately, we were saved, Achashverosh protected us. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, pasach lo, pischa, lahai parshas amihacha. He used the following pasuk as his fitting introduction to the topic of Megillas Esther. Hirkafta enesh l'rashenu, a pasuk in Tehillim. Hirkafta enesh l'rashenu, bonu be'eshu b'mayim, v'atoytzienu l'rvoya. We went through fire and water, and we came up on top. Be'esh is referring to b'mayim nevchadnetzor harasha. He put us through fire. He burnt the Migdash. He put Hananiah, Mishael, v'Azariah into that fiery furnace. U'b'mayim is referring to b'mayim parei, when he threw the Jewish babies into the Nilois. V'atatzienu l'rvoya, we came out on top. B'mei Haman, when we were saved in the days of Haman. Rabbi Yechanan, pasach l'pischa l'ha parshas amayacha. He applied the following pasuk. Zohar chazdev emunasei l'beis Yisrael. Ro chol afsei oretz, es yishu asei l'keinu. It was known to all that Hashem is our Savior. When did that happen? Emasai ro chol afsei oretz, es yishu asei l'keinu. When did that become public knowledge? B'mei Mordechai v'Esther. Rashi says, Shadavar nigla l'kayl ha'umayis, shalhocho igris b'chal ha'olam. It was the most public event. Everybody knew about it. Letters were sent out. Everybody was aware of the fact that Hashem watches over Klal Yisrael. Reish Lakish pasach l'pischa l'ha'parsha samayach. He quoted the following pasach as his introduction. Ari noyim v'doiv shekik, moishal rasha al amdal. Ari Noyim, a roaring lion. Who's that? Ze Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha. Tichsibei Allah Ari Misseifchei. A lion came up from his den, from his forest. The first gullus was brought about by him. He was the lion. Remember in the dream that Nebuchadnezzar saw four animals, referring to the four gullies, and Nebuchadnezzar interpreted, applied it to the four gullies. The first one was the lion, which was Nebuchadnezzar. So we experienced the Ari Noyim, as well as the Doiv Sheikik. Who's that? That bear, restless bear. Zeh HaShverish. Tichsiv Bei Ve'eru Ve'aru Cheva Achari Sinyana Damya L'Doiv. Second animal in that dream appeared like a bear. Who's that? That's HaShverish. V'tani Rav Yosef Elu Parsim. These are the Persians. Why they compare it to a bear? She'ochlan v'shoysim k'doiv. They eat and drink, they overdrink, overeat like a bear. Umsurbalan basar kadoiv, they're weighed down with their flesh, they're overweight, like a bear. Umagadlan seir kadoiv, they let their hair grow wild like a bear. Veilam menucha kadoiv, they're never resting, they're always in a frenzy, always on the move, like a restless bear. Sari noyem Nebuchadnezzar, doiv sheikik Achashverish. What about Mishal Rasha al Amdal Zehaman, who ruled on Klal Yisrael, who were poor, al Amdal, Eli Yisrael, Shem Dalam and Amitzvahs, which who were poor. Very little mitzvahs at that time to protect them. So they went through all these experiences. Rabbi Loza Pasach la Pischa la Pasha Samayach, he applied the following Pasach as an introduction to the theme. Batzal Saim Yimecha Makar, Ubashifus Adayim Bidlev Habayis. Because of our being lax in mitzvahs, our laziness, as a result of the atzlos, the fact that Klal Yisrael were lax in their study of Torah, what happened? Batzal sayim yimach hamekor. Nasa soynish al kadosh baruch hu moch. Hashem's enemy became weak. Kavi Yechel referring to Hashem himself, he became unable, so to speak, to help us. Ve'ein mach ela ani. Mach means poor, poverty. Shenamar ve'machu me'erkecha. So Batzal saying, because of your atzlus, yimach ha'mekara, it brought about poverty. Disabled kavayachal Hashem, the mekara, ve'ein mekara ela kadosh baruch hu, at Hashem shenamar ha'mekara b'mayim al yosef. He stores the waters in the upper floors in Shemayim. So the tzara came about because Klal Yisrael were not diligent in their learning and their mitzvahs. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak pasach lapischa lahapasha samiyacha. He applied the following pasuk: She'amalas luli Hashem she'elano yoyimar na Yisrael. Luli Hashem she'elano, if not for Hashem being with us, bikum aleinu Adam, when an Adam rose against us. Adam v'loy melech, it was just a plain man. It wasn't even a king. Haman didn't have the status of a king, and he rose against us. And if not for Hashem's protection, what would have happened? Rava pasach lapischa lahapasha samiyacha. He applied the following pasuk. Through the increase of tzaddikim, it brings simcha to the nation. When the Russia rules, everybody sighs. That's what happened by Megillas Esther. The more tzaddikim there are, the more simcha, the marcha ve'esther. They generated simcha. In contrast to when Haman was on top, everybody sighed. Zehaman, dechsiva ir shushan navaych. Rav Masna amar mahacha. He applied the following pasuk as an introduction to the theme of Golus and Geula. Kimi gai gadol, asher lo elokim kreivim elav. Do we have a greater nation than Klal Yisrael? Hashem is so close to him. Even in our times of trouble, we turn to him and he responds to us and he saves us. Rav Ashi amar mahacha. Oya nisa elokim. Is there any other nation that Hashem extracted, like Klal Yisrael, from Mitzrayim? And just as then their plot, their scheme was turned back against them and they were drowned, likewise over here, the scheme that was planned by Haman came back to haunt him. Vayi b'mei Achashverosh, Amar Rav. What does Vayihi mean? Vaya, Vahaya, a double expression of woe. Hadad Achsiv, because at that time Klal Yisrael experienced what was said in the Teichacha, Vismakartem Sham Lo Yivecha L'Avadim L'Shvachis. They will offer you for sale as an Eved, as a Shivcha, and nobody will buy. Rashi says here as well, Haman decreed that nobody should purchase anybody from Klal Yisrael, even as a slave or maidservant. Shmuel Amar, he applied the following pasuk to describe what happened during the Achashverosh story. Lo ma'astem lo ga'altem l'chaloysam. What does this pasuk mean? Referring to different points of gullus. Lo ma'astem, I didn't fully reject you. Bimei yavanim, even when you were in gullus yavan, I still held you close. Lo ga'altem, said Hashem, I didn't spit you out. Bimei nebuchad netzar. L'chaloysam, I didn't annihilate you. Bimei haman. L'hafer brisi itam, I didn't annul my bond with you. Bimei parsiim, some agaris, bimei remiim, in times of the Romans. Ke'ani Hashem lekeim, that's the future. Bimei goyig u'magig, during that grand war, I once heard that goyig u'magig, gematria 70, because all 70 nations, the entire world will be involved in that world war of goyig u'magig. Hashem tells us, I'm going to keep you safe. B'masi satana, in the Braisa, we learn as follows. What does the pasuk mean? Lo'im ma'astim, bimei kastim. Even when you were in Gaul's bubble, cast him as bubble, I still kept you close. Shemanti lahem Daniel, Chananya, Mishael, Barzaria. I gave you leaders, tzaddikim, to guide you, to inspire you, to protect you. V'loi b'galtim, I didn't spit you out. B'mei yivanim, even when you were in Gaul's yavan. Shemanti lahem Shemana tzaddik, v'chamesh shemana yivanov, matasi kain god. Look, I gave you such great leaders to inspire you, to lead you, to protect you, even in Golus. So that's the guarantee. Even when we're wandering, Hashem always keeps leaders in Klal Yisrael to give them clarity. L'chaloysam, I didn't annihilate them. B'mei haman, shemanti lehem Mordechai ve'Esther. I gave them such great leaders, tzaddiki, Mordechai ve'Esther, l'hafer b'risi'itam. I didn't break my bond with them. B'mei parsiim, there's a gersa, b'mei roimim, the times of the Romans. Even in that Golos, we still have tzaddikim and chachamim. Shemanti lehem shel beis Rebbe, v'chachmi deres. Rebbe's household, Rebbe Yudanasi, you made the Mishnayis. And all the other chachmei, deres. Ki ani Hashem lekehem. That's a promise for the future as well. Asad lavei. She'ein kol umo v'loshon. No nation, no language. Even a nation that doesn't really have its set place, a roaming, crusaders. Nobody. Yechoyla lishlet behem, nobody can subdue Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Levi Amar V'Hacha, he applied the following pasuk as the opening introduction to Megillas Esther. V'imlei serishu es yesh v'aretz. Hashem says, if you will fail to get rid of the inhabitants of Eretz Yisrael, when you arrive in Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be terrible. They're just going to create trouble here as well. You know, we had the whole Haman and the whole experience because Shaul did not kill out Amalek. He left Agag living, and subsequently we had Haman, his grandson. Rav Chiya Amar Mahach, he applied the following pasuk to the Purim story. V'hoya kasher demisi lasis lahem es lachem. The same punishment I had in mind for the goyim, I'm going to turn around and do to you. Rashi says af elu kemat kolu. Klal Yisrael kemat, almost, was annihilated. The pasuk says, "Vayhi bimei Achashverosh." Achashverosh contains a remez which isn't really so praiseworthy to Achashverosh. What does it stand for? Amar Rav, Achashverosh, Achiv Shel Roish. He was the brother, so to speak, of this Rasha. Nebuchadnezzar called Roish. He was the first one to bring about Golus. Uben Gila Shel Roish. And Gila, Rashi says, Ben Mazle, like he was born in the same Mazel, similar personality. Some similar plans. Achav Shel Roish. He was the brother, so to speak, of Roish. Achav Shel Nebuchadnezzar, Harasha, and Shenikar Roish. Achashverosh was in the same boat as Nebuchadnezzar, like his brother. Nebuchadnezzar is called Roish. Shenemar Antu Reisha Didahava. That was that dream that Daniel interpreted for him. So you're the head of gold. You're the first one to do Golas. And Achashverosh was Ben Gila Shel Roish, was similar ilk. Who harag? Nebuchadnezzar killed Israel. Who bikish larag? Achashverosh wanted to do the same. Who hechrev? Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Migdash. Who bikish lahechrev? He planned on destroying the Migdash. How's that? Shenemar b'machos Achashverosh b'tchilas malchusoi. In the beginning of Achashverosh's reign, kosfu sitna al yeshve Yehuda v'Yishalayim. He got bad reports about the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. They're going to rebel again. He stopped the building of the Mikdash. What happened was that the king, Kairish, before Achashverosh, he initiated the binyan of Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, and Achashverosh stopped it. So he sought to disrupt the plans. Just like Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Mikdash, he wanted to do the same. Shmuel Amar, he has another remez for Achashverosh. Shachar Esh, blackness of fire. Shehushchur Penem Shal Yisrael B'yamav. Klal Yisrael's faces were, so to speak, blackened because of the tzoris. Keshulu Keder, like the black found the bottom of the kettle. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Achashverosh means Ach Roish. Klal Shezoicher, just mentioning his name. Amar Ach L'Roish, you respond by Ach, my head, get a headache just remembering this fellow. Rechnina Amar, Ach Rush. Rush means poor. Shakol Nasu Rush and Biyamab. Everybody became poor. He milked everybody. He extracted these unreasonable taxes. Shenemar Yosem HaMelech HaChashverosh Mas. He applied these taxes. And everybody became Rush and Biyamab. It says, Vahibi Me HaChashverosh, Hu HaChashverosh. What does Hu mean? He was consistently a Rush. Hu HaChashverosh? Hu Berisha Mitchilas Vat Sofer. He was bad from beginning to end. Who Esav? Same thing. Who Berusha Mitchilas Vat Sofer? He was a Rasha from, like they say, from cradle to grave. Same thing with Hu Dasan Vaviron. Hein Berusha Mitchilas Vat Sofer. They were Rishayim from beginning to end. Hu Hamelach Achaz? The same thing there. Hu Berusha Mitchilas Vat Sofer. In contrast to Avram. Avram? Hu Avraham? Hu Betzidkei Mitchilas Vat Sofer. He was righteous from beginning to end. Hu Aaron and Moshe? Same thing. Hein Betzidkan. They were righteous, they were tzaddikim, mitchilas not seifen, from day one all the way to the end. It says, V'david, hu hakatan. He was always say. He was consistently cotton, consistently humble. Hubukat nusoy, mitchilosavat soifay. He held himself small and unimportant from beginning to end. Kashem shebekat nusoy hikten atzmoy. Just as when he was really young, he held himself small. Eitzel mishal gadol menu b'Torah. To somebody who was greater than him in Torah. Kach malchusay, likewise, when he was a melech. Deserving of honor. No, he still kept himself humble. Hikten atzmoy, eitzel mishal gadol menu b'chachm. He kept himself small and humble compared to somebody who was greater than him in Torah. It says, Ruach HaShverosh HaMoylech. HaMoylech is present tense. Megillah is describing a past event. Why does it say HaMoylech? He's currently being Moylech. Sounds like he forced himself on the nation. He wasn't really deserving of being the king. He was an artificial Malchus. Amar Rav Shemoylech Ma'atzma. He wasn't really of royal lineage. He forced himself into the position. Amar Lo LeShvach. Actually, there are two versions, two ways to explain. Favorably, or Amrul Lignai, unfavorably. Amrul Lishvach, some interpreted positively, although he wasn't of royal blood, but there was nobody else there that was deserving of this position like him. He deserved this position of leadership. It's still called Hamaylech because he wasn't really of royal blood, but he still was deserving of the position. V'amri, some interpreted it negatively. He really wasn't fitting, deserving of the job. He paid his way into office, and he established himself as king. Pasuk says, he ruled Mehoidu Vatkush. Rabbi Shmuel, his machlek is between these two, had interpreted the Pasuk. Chadam, one explained, Hoidu b'sefa olam, Hoidu is on one side of the world. Vikush b'sefa olam, Kush only on the other side. He ruled from one side of the world to the other. Chadama, the other one, interpreted it differently. These two places, Hoidu v'Kush, Gabay Dadi Havu Kaima, they were situated pretty much next to each other. And the pasuk is just drawing an analogy. Kashem Shemalach al Hoidu v'Kush, just like he ruled on these two towns with relative ease, because they were so close to each other, just a small area. Kach malach misefa olam ad seifa. Likewise, he was malach from one side of the world to the other, with the same ease as he ruled on these two towns which were next to each other. Likewise, you say by Shlomo HaMelech, who ruled over the whole world, from one place to the other. Once again, the same achlek between Rav and Shmuel. Chad Amar Tifsach b'seif ha'olam. Tifsach is on one side of the world. V'aza b'seif ha'olam, Aza on the other. He ruled from one side to the other. The whole world was under his control. V'chad Amar Tifsach v'aza. V'had yadadi havu kaimi. These two towns were next to each other. The pasuk simply means Keshem Shemalach al Tifsach v'al Aza, just as he ruled with ease on these two close towns. Kach Malach al Kolayim Kulay, likewise, he ruled with ease. He had absolute control over the whole world. Achashverosh ruled over the whole world, Sheva v'Eshrim Umei Medina, 720 and 100 countries. Why not just 127? Why do we do it 720 and 100? Amar Rav Chisda, it was a build-up. It didn't happen in one day. But Chila Malach al Sheva, initially, he ruled over merely 7. L'masayif Malach al Eshrim, then he extended his power over to another 20. L'masayif Malach al Meya, eventually, he expanded to another 100 for a total of 127, which encompassed the entire world. El mi'ata. If that's how you dash in the pasuk, what about Ushnei Chaye Amram? Amram lived 4, Sheva, Ushleishim, Umas Shama, 730 and 100 years. My dash is bay. How are you going to be derish that pasuk? Why does the pasuk go backwards? Shani Hacha de Kroy Yiseirhu. You're right. Isn't always a reason for drasha, but over here it is. The whole pasuk, 720 and 100, is an extra pasuk. Michti Ksiv, it already says, by Chashverosh, Mehoid Vat Kush, he ruled over the entire world. Sheva v'esrim mei medina lamli. Why does the pasuk have to add 127? What's the importance of that? Shmamar l'drasha, apparently the pasuk is telling you how it happened. Incrementally, 7, another 20, another 100. Tana Rabbanan, Shloisha Malcho b'kippah, there were 3 kings who had absolute rule over the entire world. Rashi says kippah means tachas kippah sarakia, over the entire globe, which is beneath the dome, sky, this dome of the sky. So they had absolute control over the whole world. Ve'eluhain, who are these three? Achav, King Achav, Ve'achashverosh, Ur-Nebuchadnezzar. How do we know? Achav dichsit. Chai Hashem alekecha, this was Avadia, telling Eliyahu, you're lucky you got away from my master Achav. He was looking for you. There isn't a place in the world that he didn't send after you. And he imposed a shvu on them that they better turn you in. How could he force them to turn you in? If it wasn't that he had absolute control over the whole world, how could he impose his shvu on them? Apparently, he controlled the whole world. Nebuchadnezzar. Anybody out there doesn't comply, doesn't allow me to impose my control over him. Terrible. So apparently, he controlled the whole world. Achashverosh Hadamar, we just proved that he ruled throughout the entire world, all the way from Hoida to Kush, 127 countries. There's nobody else that belongs on this list. But you could Shlaima. What happened to Shlaima Melech? Whose Malchus extended throughout the entire world? He's different. Why? Because Malchus didn't endure. Towards the end of his life, when he had that experience with Ashmedai, the shade who threw him, tossed him to the other side of the world, he lost his Malchus. He became a commoner. So therefore, that doesn't belong on the list. That works according to the Shita that Shlomi eventually turned into a hedit, a commoner. He lost his malchus. El lemanda amar, but according to the other sheet, melech vehedit melech, he started and ended back as a king, so he regained his stature. Michael Amemar, so why doesn't Shlomi belong on this list? Shlomi milsachriti havabei. He had a different type of rule. Shemalech alal yoinim v'al tachtoinim. Not only did he rule over the world, tachtoinim down here, he had control over the spiritual spheres as well. Actually, says the Shadim. Shenem Avayesha Shleim Malkisi Hashem. His malchus extended upstairs as well, so it's a different realm. Of course, he ruled over the whole world, but more than that, so it doesn't belong on this list. V'havet Sancher, what happened to him? Dechsiv ki mi b'chol elkei arotzei se'ela. Asher etzilu es arzo miyadi. So, it sounds like he's controlling the entire world. Kol, okay, Ratzos, everything is under his control. Ha'ik Yerushalayim, Bloy Kavsha. One city, he couldn't get Yerushalayim. So it wasn't an absolute rule. Ha'ik Dayavish, what happened to him? The Siv Dayavish, Malka Kosov. He wrote a letter out, L'chol Amayu, Umayu, L'shnai, the entire world. Ki Dairin, Di Dairin Mechalara, Shlom Chaniska Yiska, and he told them about the tremendous Nase. Daniel was safe from the lion's den, and he inspired them to serve Hashem. So it sounds like he had control over the entire world. Actually, seven were not under his control. So he didn't have the entire world. So his malchus extended to 120. He missed the last seven. What happened to Kirsh? Kirsh, Melech Pros. Kol mamlechos. So Koresh Melech Parah said like this: Kol mamlechos ha'aretz nasan li Hashem. Hashem gave me the entire world. So why doesn't he belong on the list? Says the Gemara: Hasa mishtabuchi hodeku mishtabeach benavshei. You're just boasting that Hashem gave me everything. Bottom line is he didn't really establish his rule over the whole world. The Mefarshim say that actually he was meant to get the whole world if he would have followed through and actually built a Beis HaMikdash. But instead of doing it himself, we're going to see later, he delegated to others, and therefore he was not Zeich, that his Malchus would be extended throughout the entire world. So bottom line is, we only have three that belong on the list. Achav, Achashverosh, Nebuchadnezzar, Shlomo had the world, but plus, the Shadim as well, and therefore we didn't put it on the list. The pasuk says, "Bayom ha'mahem kisheves ha'melech ha'chashverish." So he made his celebration, his banquet, kisheves ha'melech, which sounds like it happened as soon as he was instated as king. Uksiv basrei. Then the pasuk says, "No, b'shnas shalosh l'molchei." It was in the third year of his reign. We seem to have a contradiction in Megillas Esther as to when the banquet took place, right away or 3 years later. Amar Rava, my kisheves. You know what kisheves means? Doesn't mean right away. Doesn't mean when he was appointed king or when he appointed himself king. La'achash nesyashva data. Kesheves means when he had Yishuv Hadas, his mind was at ease, he gained confidence, and he was secure in his position, and he figured, look, Klal Yisrael is no longer going back there to Yisrael. I'm going to rule over them. They're here to stay. Now he got all confident, he pulled out the Klei HaMikdash, and decided to party. Amar, Achashverosh figured, Baal Shetzer, Chashavato. Baal Shetzer miscalculated. He partied at the wrong time, and he was punished because of it. Ah, no. Oh, by me? Chashiv Nevlaitin. I'm going to make a proper calculation. No mistakes, no errors. And he figured that he had it right. Now, Mahi, what calculation are we speaking about? Dichsiv. Ki lefi melois lebavel shivim shana, efkoid eschan. Hashem says, look, after 7 years of gadol, of bavel, I'm going to remember you. I'm going to return you to Eretz Yisrael. Ksiv lemlois lecharbis Yushalayim shivim shana. So everybody knew this, even the Goyim. It was a known fact. Golus Bavel lasts for 70 years. Now, there are many ways to calculate these 70 years. Actually, 4 different ways of calculation. 3 are incorrect, and only 1 is actually the right one. To properly understand this Gemara, let's just go back in time. We have Nebuchadnezzar being appointed king. His malchus started, let's call it year 1. The next year, he extended his rule over Eretz Yisrael. That's called Kibush Yehoyakim, who was the king at that time. So then happened year 2 of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. Year 8, that's when the first phase of Golus happened. The Gemara calls it Golus Yehoyakim, who was the king at that time. So that happened at year 8, which was actually 7 years after Kibush Yehoyakim, which was the second year of Nebuchadnezzar's Malchus. So the first phase of Golus occurred at that point, year 8 of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. The true Golus, the Chuban Yerushalayim and Chuban HaMikdash, occurred only 11 years later, year 19 of Nebuchadnezzar, which was actually year 18 since Kibush Yehoyakim. So there are 2 distinct phases of Golus. Golus Yehoyakim, year 8 of Nebuchadnezzar, and Churban Yerushalayim, which is also called Golus Tzidkiyo, who was the king at that time, which occurs at year 19. Nebuchadnezzar was king for a total of 45 years, followed by Evel Merudach, who ruled for 23 years, followed by Belshazzar, a couple of years there, followed by Daryavesh, by Koresh, who actually ordered the initiation of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, which was eventually stopped by Achashverosh, who was Melech for 14 years, followed by Daryavesh, the second Daryavesh, who was actually a Jewish boy, son of Achashverosh and Esther Hamalka. He was the next king, and 2 years into his term, he ordered the rebuilding of the Mikdash, which was eventually rebuilt fully. Now, there are 4 separate ways of counting the 7 years. Hashem promised, Lefi Malois Lebavel Ayin Shana Efkoid Eschem. When do the 70 years begin? Where do you start from? So Belshazzar had his own way of calculation, which was erroneous. Achashverosh sought to fix that up. He says, Belshazzar made a mistake. I'm not going to make a mistake. It so happens to be that he also was off by a couple of years. So before we see the Gemara, perhaps let's just go over the four possible ways of counting 7 years. In Belshazzar's view, Kimelois leBavel Ayin Shana. You start from the first day of Bavel, when Nebuchadnezzar's term began. That's when you begin 70. So you count 45 of Nebuchadnezzar, add 23 of the next king, total of 68. So 2 years into Belshazzar is your conclusion of 70. And that's when Belshazzar decided to party. To got the Klei HaMikdash, decided to celebrate. That's it. Hashem changed his plans. Look, Jews are here to stay. I'm in control. He was severely punished. He was killed that night. It turned out that he was mistaken. Let's go see the Gemara. So Achashverosh maintained that he's going to have it right. Belshazzar figured 7 years were up at his point, and he was mistaken. What was Belshazzar's approach? Chashev arbon v'chamesh devenuchadnetzar. He took 45 of Nebuchadnezzar, ve'esim retlast evel merudach, added it to 23 of evel merudach, total of 68, v'tati didei, two of his own. So after two years of Belshazzar, hashivim, you have 70. Klal Yisrael here. Hashem changed his plans. They heard his state, they're not going back. He was so excited. He felt secure and confident. He's ruling over Klal Yisrael. Apek mani d'bei mikdasha. He pulled out the klei hamikdash v'shtamish bu and made use over them. He figured that's it. He's in charge. He's in control. And turned out that it was a big mistake. We'll see soon why. But first, let's see why. How we get to these numbers. How do you know that Nebuchadnezzar was in term, was in office for 45 years? Damamar. Golu b'sheva, golu b'shmeina. There were two phases in Golus Babel. First was Golus Yoyachin, which was 8 years into Nebuchadnezzar's rule, which was actually only 7 years from Kibush Yoyachin, which occurred during year two of Nebuchadnezzar. The next phase of Golus Babel, the final phase, which is called Golus Sitkiyo, Churban Habayis, Churban Yerushalayim, was 11 years later. Golu b'shmoyne esrei, Golu b'tsha esrei. That took place year 19 of Nebuchadnezzar. Now, it seems a bit strange because the Bryce is sort of relating to the same event using two different numbers. This happened 7-8, this happened 18-19. The answer is, we're speaking about the same thing, just approaching it from different vantage points, different points of reference. The more explains. The first part of Golus was Golu b'sheva, l'kibush Yoyakim. It was 7 years since Yoyakim's capture, which took place year two of Nebuchadnezzar. What happened then? That's when Golus Yoyakim took place. Yoyakim and a whole group of many Jews went into Golus at that point. So it was seven, calculating from Yoyakim, which is actually Sheishmoyne l'Nebuchadnezzar. It's number eight since the start of Nebuchadnezzar's term. So bottom line is, the first phase of Golus, which is called Golus Yoyachin, occurs year eight of Nebuchadnezzar, which happens to be year seven from Kibush Yoyachin. It's one and the same. The second phase of Golus, Churban Yerushalayim, called Golus Tzidkiyo, that happened 11 years later. Golu b'shmoyne esrei, l'kibush Yoyakim. What happened then? Golus Tzidkiyo. So Golus Tzidkiyo, which was Churban Yerushalayim, Churban HaMikdash, the final destruction, the final Golus, that occurs 18 years since Kibush Yoyakim, which is actually 19 years into Nebuchadnezzar's kingship. Sheish Tshay Esrei l'Nebuchadnezzar. So again, we have two parts of Golus, two phases. Golus Yoyachin, that's number one. And then Golus Tzidkiyo, which is Churban Yerushalayim, which is Churban Beis HaMikdash. Golus Yoyachin occurs year 8 of Nebuchadnezzar's Malchus, which happens to be 7 years since Kibush Yoyachin, which occurred second year of Malchus Nebuchadnezzar. So calculating from Yoyachin, it's 7 years. The next phase happened 11 years later. Churban Yerushalayim, i.e. Golus Tzidkiyo, year 19 since Nebuchadnezzar assumed his Malchus. And if you want to calculate from Kibush Yoyakim, which is a year later, year 2 of Nebuchadnezzar, so it's only 18 years since then. Damamar, as we learned, Shana Rishana, Kibush Nineveh. As soon as Nebuchadnezzar became king, he set out to capture the world, he captured Nineveh. Shnia, the second year, he extended his rule over Yerushalayim, Kibush Yoyakim. Okay, so that's clear. Now, what happened after Churban Yerushalayim? How do we know that he lasted for another bunch of years until 45? Because at year 8 of his Malchus, he did Golus Yoyachim. So he captured Yoyachim, and he put him into prison. He imprisoned him. Again, so that started at year 8 of his malchus. And he was in prison for how long? 37 more years. That's a total of 45 until his demise, until the next king took over. Uksiva hi b'shleishim v'sheva shona l'golos yoyachin melech Yehuda. 37 years into the golos of Yoyachin. B'shnei maser chodesh b'esr v'chamisha l'chodesh. 25th day of the 12th month. Finally, Nebuchadnezzar passed on. Nosa Evel Merudach Melech Bavel b'shnas malchusoy. Next king was Evel Merudach. Right when he assumed malchus, when he came to office, he was Nosa Es Roish Yoyachin Melech Yehuda. So he called the king and took him out of jail. So he was in prison when? By Golos Yoyachin, which was year 8 of Nebuchadnezzar. He lasted in prison for 37 years. Wow, longer than Jonathan Pollard. 37 years in prison. So add 37 to 8. Tamni utlasim v'sheva, 8 plus 37. Hari abarim v'chamish. Get to your total of 45 de Nebuchadnezzar, which sums up Nebuchadnezzar's reign. That's where we get to that. Added to 23 of Evel Merudach, Ve'esrim Betlast Evel Merudach, Gemara, we know this by tradition, that he ruled for 23 years. So how much is 45 plus 23? 68. We haven't yet gotten to 70. But then the next king came along, Belshazzar, Retarte Didei, add two of his, Ha'ashivin, boom, there are 70 years. 70 years counting from the beginning of Malchus Nebuchadnezzar. From the beginning of Malchus Bavel, that was his approach. He figured 70 is based on Malchus Bavel. Amar, Balshetzer figures, Hash Tevadei Sulei Mifriki. Look, Klal Yisrael is still here with us. Under our rule. Hashem must have canceled his plans. Kavi Yochan, they're not going to be redeemed any longer. They're right here. He felt confident, secure, in his position. That's it. They're not going back. Apik mani de b'mikdasha. He pulled out the clay mikdash. V'yishtamish b'hu, and he used them. And he suffered terribly. Hainu de ka'amrle Daniel. That explains why Daniel turned to him and he said, you made a mistake. Val mori shemayu. Against Hashem. Hisrei mamto. You raise yourself. You are haughty against Hashem. Ulumanayu di beisei. And the clay mikdash of Hashem's home. Hesiv kadamach. You brought before you. Uksiv. What happened? He suffered a tragic end. Babel Elia, Kotel Bashetza Malko Kastoy. He was killed. Because he miscalculated. According to him, 7 years began with the first year of Nebuchadnezzar. He figured, Malois Lebovel Ayin Shana starts from the beginning of Malchus Bavel, Malchus Nebuchadnezzar. That was a mistake, as we're going to see soon. Who took over after him? Uksiv v'dayavish, Mada, Dayavish Hamadai. He was the next king in line. Kiba Malchusa, Kvar Shnin, Shittin v'tartin. He was 62 years old when he assumed the Malchus. Now, let's go back to Achashverosh. Amar Achashverosh figured, Ihu mitatoi. You know what? Belshazzar was way off. He made a mistake. He miscalculated. I know. But me? Chashiv nevlotin. I'm going to calculate accurately. He was off. But I'm going to get it right. Miksiv l'malchus bavel. Does the pasuk then say that when Malchus Bavel will be in control for 70 years, the Gula will come? Doesn't say that. L'bavel ksiv. After 70 years of Bavel, I will redeem you. My Lubavl, you know what Bavl means? Lugolos Bavl. It's referring to the Jewish experience. When they will experience 7 years of Bavl, I will redeem them. And that begins way later than year one of Nebuchadnezzar. When did Golos Bavl begin? At least the first phase of Bavl began, of Golos Bavl. 8 years later, 8 years into Nebuchadnezzar's reign, when we had Golos Yoyachin. That's when you begin your 70. You have to start counting 8 years into Nebuchadnezzar's Malchus, which comes at exactly where I'm holding, claims Achashverosh. Kama Betzion, how many years are we missing? Tamni, 8. Belshazzar, you started 8 years too early. So you have to make up for those 8 years. Choshev, so he calculated 8 years, v'ayil chilufay, and made up, substituted for the missing 8 years. How's that? Chada de Baal Shetzer, the third year of Baal Shetzer, that's another year, v'chamish da yavish v'kirish, 5 years between the two kings, Dayavish and Kirish. So that's 6 extra years, v'tarti the day. In addition to 2 of Achashverosh's years, right? He was finished the first 2 years, v'shnas sholosh l'mochay, he was ready at the third, so 6 plus 2, hashivim. There you go, that's the missing 8 years, for a total of 7 years since the beginning of Golas Bo. That's the way to calculate it. Kivin the chazud the molu shivin v'lo yifruk. Now that he sees 7 years have gone by, there's no geula. Now he got all confident. Amar hashta v'adei sulay mifriki. Apparently, they're no longer going back to Eretz Yisrael. Apik manit be'magdusha v'shtamesh b'hu. Took out the clay amigdash, used them, and what happened? Tragic results. Bas satan v'riket b'nei, the satan came and danced between them. V'horagas vashti, and vashti got killed. Says the Gemara, what was wrong with his calculation? He seemed pretty right on. 7 years since Golas Bavel. V'hashapur chashiv. His calculation was correct. Was accurate. Ihu nami mitatoy. You know what? He was also mistaken. The boyle lemimni mechavers Yerushalayim. You know what you count your 70 from? From Churban Yerushalayim, from the final phase of Golas Bavel, which was year 19 of Nebuchadnezzar. We had that pasuk which says, "D'chsid l'malis l'chervis Yerushalayim shivim shana." There's a gersa here. You don't count from the initial phase of Golas Yayachin. You start from the true final phase of Golas, when the Middash was destroyed. That's when the 70s start. Okay. Sev kama b'tzirin. Okay, so bottom line is, how many years are we missing? Chadeser, 11 years. Instead of counting from 8 of Nebuchadnezzar, you should have started at 19, Churban Yerushalayim. Okay. Iyu kama malach. How many years was Achashverosh in office? Arbeisa, 14 total. Arbeisa the day, Ba'ilei l'mivni beis hamikdash. Let's fast forward 11 years later. He's still in office, and nothing happened in his lifetime. You should have built the Mikdash at least during that last year of his lifetime, which is 11 years later. Allah Maksiv, why does the Pasuk say there was no Megdash until his own son Daryavish decided to rebuild it 2 years into his reign? Allah Maksiv, Badin Betilas Avidas Bel Selokod Yerushalayim. The Achashverosh stopped. He halted the construction of the Megdash, which was started by Kirish, the previous king, as we mentioned earlier. That's it. It wasn't resumed until way later. Until year 2 of Daryavish, who was Achashverosh and Esther's son. If all we're missing is 11 years, fast forward 11 years, that's year 14 of Achashverosh. We should have had the Gula then. Amar Rava, you know what the answer is? Shana Mekutoyis Havu. Some of these years that we mentioned are really not real years. They're chopped up, they're incomplete, they're overlapping. Meaning, you might remember we learned back in Rosh Hashanah, if a king dies, and then another king is appointed that same year, you can consider that year, you can attribute it to the old king and the new king. So this year has a double identity. It can be credited to the old king, that's his last year, year 5 of his malchus, and it's considered also year 1 of the new king. So sometimes you can take the same year and apply it in two directions. So some of these years that we discussed are really overlapping years, not full years. For instance, we speak about the 45 years of Nebuchadnezzar and the 23 years of Evel Meruduch. It's not exactly 45 and 23. That transition period, that year where they switched over, was really an incomplete year and counted in both directions. So really, it's not 45 and 23 for a total of 68. It's really only 67. So we're missing a year there. And also Rashi and the Goyin explain, between Baal Shetzer, Daryavish, and Kirish, you think you have 8 years, it's really only 7. We lose a year there as well. So bottom line is, by the time that Achashverosh came along, we were really 2 years behind. And that's why we had to wait until 2 years into Daryavish's rule, the next king, to get our Mikdash back. Because then we really had a full 70 years from Churban Yerushalayim. Tanna Mihochi, we have the same in a Braisa. Braisa indicates that there was a missing year. It was an overlapping year between Nebuchadnezzar and Evel Merudach. Now, this takes us onto a slightly different topic. Rashi explains that actually there was a slight Geula that took place before the final Geula. So two phases in Geula. That slight Geula, where some Jews went back to Eretz Yisrael and they started rebuilding the Mikdash. Some say it was 40,000 Yidden that went back. That actually happened way earlier. That happened 70 years since the beginning. But not actually the beginning of Malchus Nebuchadnezzar. That calculation, that 70 years, starts at year 2 of Nebuchadnezzar. Kibush Yehoyakim. When Nebuchadnezzar's rule spread over Yisrael, he asserted himself. You start counting right there. 70 years past that takes you all the way till Kirish. And this fellow Kirish allowed them to start rebuilding the Mikdash. The Rashi says there was a Pekida B'Miktsas, some sort of low-key redemption. It's interesting, just as there were two phases to Golis, Golis Yoyochan and then Churban Yerushalayim, there were two parts to Geula. One that took place 70 years after Kibush Yehoyakim, which took you all the way to Kirish. So the beginning of Malchus Kirish, there was a Pekida B'Miktsas. Some Jews went back, they started rebuilding the Mikdash. That Mikdash rebuilding stopped. It was terminated during Achashverosh's rule and restarted during Daryavish's rule. That's when the final Geula took place. That final Geula was 70 years after Churban Yerushalayim. Now, the Braisa says that we needed another year. Daryavish had to fill that extra, make up that extra year to get you to the first phase of Geula. What does this mean? You see, if you count from Kibush Yehoyakim, year 2 of Nebuchadnezzar, count 7 years from there. So you have, let's say, Nebuchadnezzar was 45, but really, deduct the year, because you're starting from year 2 of Nebuchadnezzar, so it's 44. Evel Merudach was 23, so that's 67. Right? Belshazzar had 2 years behind him. And he pulled out the Kli HaMikdash. He died that year. Then Daryavish takes over. So you have, sometime in the middle of that first year of Daryavish, you completed your 70 years. 70 years since Kibush Yehoyakim. That should have given them the opportunity to start coming back to Yerushalayim, that Pekida B'Miktsas. But it's not so. We needed a full year of Daryavish. Then he passes on. Then Kirish comes into power. And then we have the Pekida B'Miktsas. Why? Why do you have to wait until Kirish comes around? You start from year 2 of Nebuchadnezzar, Kibush Yehoyakim. Right? So you have, instead of 45 of Nebuchadnezzar, if you deduct the first year, it doesn't count. You started from year 2, so it's only 44. 23 of Merudach, 67. Belshazzar, Daryavish, gets you past 70. Why do you have to go till Kirish to have that first phase of Geula? You know why? Because we were missing a year. There was some overlapping between Nebuchadnezzar and Evel Merudach. There was missing a year. There was some overlap there. So that extra year had to be made up. That's why. After Belshazzar, Daryavish had to take over for a full year. He passes on. We go into Kirish's reign, and now we have a full 70 years from Kibush Yehoyakim. That's when the first Pekida took place. So Akupanam, we see from here, there is a constant overlapping and missing years. And likewise, in the early discussion with Achashverosh, he was counting 70 years from Golos Yehoyakim, which was a mistake. But, as the Gemara says, even if we go from Churban Yerushalayim, the 70 should have been over at the end, towards the end of his Malchus, at least year 14. No. He had to go 2 years further down the line. 2 years forward into Daryavish, because two of these years are really incomplete years, overlapping years, and we have to make up for those 2 years. Amar Rav, after Daniel, Ta'a by Chushpanesh. No, even Daniel made a miscalculation. He was waiting for the Geula. 70 years after Kibush Yoyakim, where's the Geula? It was already the beginning of Koresh's reign. Where is the Geula? He thought that 70 is going to be 70 from Kibush Yoyakim. He made a mistake. Because really, the full Geula only took place 70 years since the real Churban, the final Churban of Churban Yerushalayim, which was only 2 years into Daryavish's reign. It was the first year of Koresh. I was waiting for the Geula. I started calculating, looking at the Sfarim. What's going on? Why is there no Geula? Davening to Hashem. What's going on? With the Kamar Binoisi, the fact that he says Binoisi, which sounds like he has to sit down and calculate and work out the numbers, Michal Torah, it's a right that there's some sort of mixed calculation. It took him a while to clarify it, to understand that it was not yet time for the final redemption. Which only came 11 years later, during the time of Daryavish. So that's the Gemara Mekol Mekayim. But in any case, Kosher Kroy Adadi, we seem to have a steer in the Psukim on how to calculate the 70 years. One Pasuk says, Ksiv Melois Lebavel Shivim Shana. 7 years of Bavel. Uksiv Lechar Bez Yerushalayim. No, 7 years since the destruction of Yerushalayim. Which one is it? When do you start the 70? Amar Rava. Do two parts to Geula. Lepkidu Ba'alma. That slight Pekidu, slight redemption, took place 70 years Lebavel, which the Gemara says means 70 years since Kibush Yoyakim, when Bavel really asserted itself. That was year 2 of Nebuchadnezzar. 7 years from that takes you to the first year of Koresh, and indeed we experienced a slight Geula then. But the ultimate Geula only took place 70 years since the final Golas, Churban Yerushalayim, which takes us all the way into Daryavish's reign. Finally, Luchsiv, as the Pasuk says, Koyamar Koresh Melech Paras, Koresh boasted, Kol Mamachay Sa'aras, listen to Hashem Lekei HaShemayim, Hashem granted me rule over the entire world. He instructed me to build his bayis. Anybody who wants to go ahead. So he didn't do it himself. He delegated it to others. Dorash of Nachum Rav Chisda, Maidach Siv. Indeed, what does the pasuk mean? Koyamar Hashem l'Mashicha l'Koyrish. Hashem turns to his anointed one, Koyrish. Asher zakti b'yimino, that I supported his right hand. V'chi Koyrish Mashiach haya? Since when was Koyrish anointed? He wasn't Mashiach, he was a guy. Pasuk means like this: Ela Amalei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mashiach. Hashem turns to Mashiach ben David. You know why you're delayed? You know why you're still not coming? Koyvel ani alecha. I'm complaining to you. Ani lecha. I'm complaining to you on Koyrish, on account of Koyrish. Look, I gave him the opportunity. Ani amarti hu yivneh es beisi. I told him to build a mikdash. Vikavetz galyos and bring together the exiles. He didn't step up to the plate. He left it for others. Vu amar. He said, Ami bachem mikol amay veyal. Go ahead. Whoever wants. Go to me. Shalayim, go ahead, build. He didn't take the reins in his own hand. He didn't take control. He didn't seize the opportunity, which would have brought the Geula Hamitis. Rather, he left it for others. He slackened. And that's why there was no Geula at that point. And that's why Mashiach, you have to wait so long. So the bottom line is, there were actually 4 ways to calculate the Shivim Shana. Bavel. Kibush Yoyakim. Golas Bavel, the first part of Golas Bavel, Kibush Yoyakim, Golas Yoyakim, or Churban Yerushalayim, the final phase of Golas. Balshatzer figured, it's all Bavel related. When Bavel achieved 70 years of rulership, that's when the 7 years are up, starting from the beginning of Nebuchadnezzar, into 2 years of his own reign, Balshatzer's reign. He made a mistake, he was killed. Daniel thought, also somewhat along those lines, the 7 years from Kibush Yoyakim, meaning from year 2 of Nebuchadnezzar, when he asserted his rulership over Eretz Yisrael and Yoyakim, 7 years from that point takes you to the beginning of Koresh. And truth is, there was some sort of slight redemption at that point. Achashverosh thought, 7 years of Golas Bavel, starting from the first phase of Golas Bavel, Golas Yoyakim, 8 years into Nebuchadnezzar. 2 years into Achashverosh's rule, time's up. He was gravely mistaken. Because really, 70 begins from Churban Yerushalayim, which is only 11 years later. And as the Gemara concluded, we need another 2 years to make up for these overlaps and these missing years, which take us all the way into his son's, Daryavish's reign. And indeed, 2 years into Daryavish, they finally came back and rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, let's do a quick chazar of today's daf. We began with the introductions. which were employed by these chachamim to take us into the theme of the Purim story. We had many pshatim, many ramazim in the word Achashverosh, not too complimentary. We had a list of malachim who were Melech Bekipa, Achav, Achashverosh, Nebuchadnezzar, and Shlaimai, even ruled upon the Elyonim as well. And we concluded with the correct interpretation of Lefi Malois Lebavel, Shivim Shana, Efkoid Eschem. All the best to you and Pesuris Tovis.